CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Mama?
Yes, dear?
Is the lady daddy's talking to?
Lady daddy's talking to? Haven't got any talking to any lady.
Well, I hope she's a lady.
Oh, Aunt Effie. Where is Dad? I don't even see him.
There he is, out there on the raft.
Oh, on the raft. Oh, that's right. I forgot he went swimming when he came home.
Well, he hasn't done much swimming.
Was she, Mommy?
I don't know. I couldn't tell from here anyhow.
Well, she's very pretty.
How do you know, Aunt Effie?
I looked at her.
You certainly can't tell what anyone looks like in this distance.
Yeah, you can if you use the binoculars.
Effie, really?
Effie's very pretty, but apparently she must be a fascinating conversationist. We've been sitting there talking to her for half an hour.
Well, it's all right. I suppose she's some neighbor.
You don't have any neighbors near enough to be using your raft.
Well, it's a big raft now. I guess it doesn't matter if somebody else wants to use it too, Aunt Effie. Now, let's see, if we're eating on the porch tonight, I guess I better set the table.
Want me to help you, Mama?
Oh, yes, dear. What do you think? Put the tablecloth on, and I'll get the silver and the plate. You can put the napkins on, too, dear, and use that tablecloth right there. That's right, honey. Aunt Effie, put those binoculars down. Honestly, it seems to me a man should be able to go swimming without being spied upon, and I trust my husband.
I was just looking at that bikini bathing suit. I think they're indecent.
Well, they seem to be getting very popular with... Let me have the binoculars.
Betsy, go down to the beach and call to your father. Tell him dinner is ready.
Are you sick and tired of trash cans and garbage pails that get rusty and dented in no time? Of course you are. And Firestone has the answer. Your nearby Firestone dealer or store, which features home supplies, is having a super special sale on plastic 10-gallon utility cans for only $2.99. These plastic containers are ideal for garbage, trash, camping, fishing, gardening, picnicking, laundry, and ever so many other uses. They are rust-proof, noiseless, sanitary, and long-wearing. Easy to clean, easy to carry, and will not scratch or stain your floors. Yes, this new plastic trash can for only $2.99 is a real super bargain. But you must act now while the supply lasts. So don't delay. Get several of them in your choice of colorful green or neutral gray at your nearby Firestone dealer or store. And remember, you can buy on convenient budget terms or open a 30-day charge account if you desire at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
The idea of just asking a perfect stranger, somebody who just made out swimming, to come back and have dinner with us.
If you'd listen a minute, instead of just flying upstairs like
this. Look at my hair.
Yes, hair looks fine.
I told you all we were having for dinner was potato salad and
cold stuff. I told her that. That's why I thought it wouldn't matter if we held dinner up a few minutes while she swam back to their place and changed. I mean, she's driving back here, so it won't be too long.
She sounds like a very strange person to me. Anyone who swims a mile across the lake and back just for exercise. Oh, I'm looking out of my bed.
Look, just leave your shorts on. I told her my family wasn't dressed up. She knows this is all very impromptu. That's what she likes about Americans. They were so casual.
All I planned for dessert was ice cream.
What's wrong with that? Nothing better on a hot night.
Well, I do like more notice when you invite somebody to dinner. Look at my nose. It's peeling from the sunburn.
Darling, it doesn't show. You just look nice and tan. Honestly, I don't know why you're so upset. I thought you'd be tickled to pieces. Here we are going to England. I thought you'd like to meet somebody who's from there. So she could tell you about it. Tell you about things you might like to see.
Yeah.
Honestly, honey, she's very nice.
Yes, Aunt Effie said you seemed to find her fascinating.
Now, what do you mean?
Aunt Effie said she also is very pretty.
How may I ask? Does Aunt Effie know?
She was looking through the binoculars.
Oh, puppy.
And where, might I ask, is this fascinating English woman's husband while she's swimming all around the lake fascinating other women's husbands?
Oh, well, he's an American. He travels. He's only home weekends. Now, what is the matter with you?
Well, what do you suppose Aunt Effie thinks when you lie out there on the raft for half an hour talking to some blonde in a bikini bathing suit? Well,
to begin with, she was not in a bikini bathing suit. Secondly, I don't care what Aunt Effie says. I only care what you think. If you're going to be silly enough to be jealous...
I'm not jealous at all. But you will admit it looks funny.
I don't think it looks funny at all.
Well, yeah, but English people are supposed to be so reserved. You're always hearing about how they never talk to perfect strangers the way Americans do.
Now, look, I am sitting on the raft, and this woman swims by, being the only ones out on the lake. Naturally, we nodded to each other, and yes, she might rest a moment on the raft. And well, I honestly don't know what's the matter with you, really.
Well, I'm sure she thinks it's very funny that a man she just talked to suddenly invites her to dinner. I'm sure she thinks you're interested in her.
I asked her to meet my wife and family. Now, didn't I?
Yes, and then we just have potato salad and cold cuts for dinner. No wonder Europeans call us so crazy Americans.
Oh, honey, listen, now, you are going to like her. She is very nice. As a matter of fact, I will bet, I will just bet that you're going to be crazy about her. All right, now, what are you smiling at?
I've always noticed that when a man tells one woman that she's going to be crazy about another woman, it usually winds up the two women hate each other at first sight.
No, honey, we'll be nice.
Of course I'll be nice. I'll be utterly charming.
Oh,
of course, it's one of the reasons I simply love America. You Americans are so friendly and so wonderfully hospitable.
Well, I must confess I was a little embarrassed. My husband asked you for dinner when this is all we're having.
Well, what she means is, it isn't anything very fancy.
Oh,
but that's precisely what I mean. It's absolutely delicious and just the right thing to serve on such a warm evening. And the informality of Americans is, well, is their complete charm.
I told you you didn't need to worry, didn't I?
Yes, well, that's too dear. You sit down, darling, and stop staring.
Why did Mrs. Strike talk so funny?
Oh, that's quite all right.
He doesn't talk funny, but she's English.
Yes, she's from England.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
He's not talking funny, Betsy. He has what we call an English accent.
And you, Betsy, have what we call an American accent.
We have some more ice cream, Mrs. Ray.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh, dear, I never thought.
Ice tea. Did you want hot tea?
No. I love ice tea. As a matter of fact, I don't drink hot tea at all.
No, you don't?
No, I'm afraid that's another misconception. You Americans think all people in England just sit around drinking tea all the time.
Well, some do, but there are a lot of us who don't.
Oh, goodness, I just can't wait to see England.
Have London and Windsor Castle. I bet they're just fascinating, aren't they, Mrs. Drake?
I expect so. I'm a bit ashamed to admit I've never been in either.
Isn't it frightful?
But I suppose it's the same thing as when I landed in New York. You have no idea the number of New Yorkers I talked to who said that they lived there all their lives, that they'd never been out to the Statue of Liberty.
No, I guess when you live in a place, you always think you can see those things anytime.
Well, it's like that friend of mine who lives near Boston. Well, she'd never seen the Concord Bridge, so she drove there with us, remember?
Yes, I do. Mrs. Blake, would you like something else? I see you
I did have my eye on the one pickle that's left.
Take it. My goodness, there's plenty more.
I've never tasted anything quite like it. Simply delicious.
You please my wife. They're her famous watermelon pickles.
Watermelon?
Yes.
I've had watermelon, which we don't have in England, but I've never had pickles made out of
them. Well, I make them out of the rind. It takes about a week to make them. You have to reheat a special syrup each day and pour it over them.
Oh, dear. Mommy would love them. She adores any kind of pickles.
Do your parents still live in England, Miss Lake?
Oh, yes. And I worry so about them. Of course, they never complain, but they've had rather rough sledding since the war.
Oh, do they live in London?
No, I wish they did. It's quite a ways from London. North, in the country, rather isolated, in fact, which is why I worry about them. Of course, they do have a small income, but with taxes, it's not enough to keep up repairs. I know the roof leaks and the cold in the winter. Oh, dear. I shouldn't have gone on like that, but I do worry about them.
Oh, of course you do, my goodness.
I know they don't tell me everything, and I...
What's she crying about, Mommy? Oh,
now, Mrs. Blake, you stop worrying. I have a wonderful idea.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Hey, do you know what a Buttram bonus is? Well, it's a feature of CBS Radio's Just Entertainment show every week. Through it, America's most forward-looking backward boy, Pat Buttram, reveals gems of philosophy to laugh by, if not live by. Pat held forth during a recent Buttram bonus on keeping the mind out of mischief. Pat has observed from his off-ivory-hued philosophical tower that even when people keep out of mischief, their minds seldom do. Worry, according to Pat, is a chief item of mental mischief. Pat recommends that wives stay away from their husband's offices. That way, if he's got a pretty secretary, they won't worry about it. He also suggests that mothers never read their son's report cards. If the marks are bad, they'll only worry about the boy turning out to be as dumb as his father. We could go on quoting Buttramisms by the hour, but why not get them right from the horse, rather from Pat himself? Monday through Friday, on Just Entertainment, CBS Radio offers the Buttram Bonus and Buttram's Whole Pleasure Bent Bunch. Listen in often for Just Entertainment.
For goodness sakes, you wanted me to be nice to Mrs. Blake.
Being nice to her is one thing, but offering to stop in and see her parents who live miles from anywhere we're going.
You said we were renting a car in England and that on weekends we could drive places when you weren't tied up on business.
Now, wait a minute. Look at the map here. They live way up in the north of England, practically up in Scotland.
Well, it isn't so far. She was so thrilled when I asked her if she wanted to stop and see them. Why, she even admitted she wanted to ask us to, but hated to impose on us.
I know. But to begin with, they're obviously rather hard up. They may not appreciate having three people just dropping
in. We won't stay there overnight or anything there like that.
Have your tape around now.
Oh, hide it good and tight. Have you room in your suitcase?
Well, I'll make room.
What is it?
Watermelon pickles. I thought I'd take a jar to Mrs. Blake's mother. Said she loved pickles, huh? Mm. She's never had this kind.
Watermelon pickles?
Yes, of course. I wonder if they should be in a suitcase, Aunt Evan.
Yes. It's a glass jar.
Yes.
It's a suitcase just thrown around.
You're not carrying a glass jar of watermelon pickles all over Europe.
No, dear. Just across the ocean to England. But I may have to carry these in my large handbag. Yes.
You realize what a nuisance those watermelon pickles are going to be. Yes. You realize if that jar breaks, if that syrup leaks out, we'll find sticky pickle juice on everything in our suitcase, our clothes, the passport.
Darling, you said to be nice to Mrs. Blake. Now, don't worry.
All right, you mark my words. We're going to be sorry we took watermelon pickles to Europe.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunk, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Pat Baxter, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.